Although the people are very enthusiastic, still they will be faced with the challenge of no money. And I'm wondering why the government have been expanded. They say we didn't want to, because there is a problem where people, you release some people, relieve them from the government, then they go and rebel. So they revitalized the peace agreement. Its implementation was a bit complicated. Implementing it means you dissolve the government, appoint new people, some people in, people will be coming into the government, and those who are in the government may be relieved. And if they are relieved, they will also go and rebel because they think they are rebelling rewards. So it was thought not to relieve anybody. Those who are in the government must remain, be part of the government, and those who are outside of the government, they will also be brought in. So nobody will be a loser. The state government used to be 7 ministers, plus governor and deputy governor, 9 maximum. Now it has been made 17. The assembly, parliament in the states, used to be 51. Now it has been taken to 100. The government in the state is huge. And with no infrastructure in the state, and no people are all displaced, most of them, and there's no business through which you can raise revenue, then there will always be deficit. So I'm puzzled, really, how are they going to run the government without money? And money is the power. I don't think any system can function without money.
How much does South Sudan make from the oil money? You said it's only 20% that you get, but the rest goes to oil production, the companies that are involved, and the employees. How much is this money?
Well, really, I have no information how much is the money. And you can calculate if the how much barrels being produced per day, and for 1 month how much it is, and what is the price of this sale of the oil in the international market. You can roughly get how much money it is.
When you were addressing the rally today, you said we have destroyed our own country, that you said, and that the people must stand up to the challenge of infrastructural development, security, and service delivery. So this is not the country you fought for. How do you think you can transform it? Because you are still in power, you're still the senior presidential advisor.
We don't talk about power. Power means use the force to subdue and control the people. We have to use logic. This is what I have been telling them. Please, you are the teachers. You are now happy that we brought in peace. This peace needs to be nurtured. Now you go and talk to the people, educate them, because some are very, very ignorant. Yes, even if they are educated and they miss some points. This insecurity is affecting everybody. There's nobody that is really secure to say that I am secure. Let us now come together, since we have fought the war for the last 20 years or 15 years, no winner, losing, we have lost all. Let us now go back to our people and appeal to them, educate them. You make yourself teachers, this is what I was telling them. Teach them and talk to them, persuade them. There are people, they will listen. Don't give up. You have to move and talk and talk and talk. We don't use force. Otherwise, there will be a lot of death and we'll be blamed. If we get a force now and move against these people, we are blamed by the human rights. We are violating. And if we don't use the force, they will not listen. What do we do? So the only thing, let us go slowly. We talk to them. Deny our self-rest. Talk to them in their localities. And convince them. Let us use this small this chance built by when people are euphoria, they are happy about this peace. Let us exploit this, and we talk to our people. We may win. We may convince them. Still, I'm optimistic that they say there's time for war and there is time for peace. Maybe the time for peace has come. So let us try and talk to them. Nobody really will come and bring peace to our people. It's we ourselves. We have to persuade ourselves.
What exactly is the problem that you find to be challenging the leadership of this particular country? And being a presidential advisor, what do you tell your president in this case?
Well, still there was some people were still suspicious of one another. Building confidence was also another problem. People who have been at war and they had been dishonoring agreement from time to time. And so people were fearing and fearing. And I'm glad there's no statements again being given by the leaders of the parties. They are not attacking each other. And that is a good hope. As soon as I go from here, we'll go and find out again from the president what is the way forward after this. We have already, what we need to do now is how do we support these governments? And there, from there, if he will tell me what he has, and from there I will see if I will have an advice to give him, I'll give him. Or if he will tell me now what is your advice, I'll give him.
Do you think that the country will go for elections next year?
I don't think because there are things that have to be done to precede the elections. Implementation of the revitalization agreement, now we have formed the government in the states. These governments will have to work for peace, disarmament of the civil population peacefully. And if they don't, then we have to use a reasonable force to disarm them. After this, then repatriation. Because if there is no peace, then those people in diaspora, in refugee camps, in displaced person camps, will not go back to their areas. And after the repatriation, we go for census. The census will determine the constituencies. And after that, we go for the elections.
How long do you think the transitional period will be extended?
Really, we need to see how soon are we going to effect the peace itself and disarmament. And this is what we want to tell our people. You want to elect your people, send your people to be elected, to elect your people to the parliament and to the government, then we need to make peace so that you are able now to freely elect people of choice to the parliaments. So let us implement the peace. And by implementing peace, we say, hand over the arms to the government and the police shall take care of your security.
But these arms have always found their way back into the hands of the civilians. How does it happen?
The peace that we are going to preach will make the people themselves not to look for arms again, because the arms are what brought the deaths to them and insecurity. So we should not accept the arms again to come back to. The guns that are be collected, they will have to be shredded, destroyed. And of course, maybe the borders are porous. The arms can come from there and there. These are issues, again, we'll safeguard ourselves. We tell our people, warn them. We have been having these guns and we have not been enjoying peace. Now let us give this a chance. Nobody again to bring the guns to the country. I think it will be our work together with our population so that no, we only give the police the right to carry the guns and protect the people.
Some officials in your government have been sanctioned. You are one of them. And I think you have been working hard to make sure that you have a very good relations with the United States of America that has stood with you during the liberation struggle, or should I say the CPA, during the signing of the CPA. So how are you working hard to make sure that these relations are strengthened? Maybe if there are obstacles, they are removed. And then you work as a friendly nations, and those who are on the sanction list, the sanctions could be lifted on these people.
It's unfortunate, Samuel, that America has decided to sanction people here and there. And I thought their sanction should have been sanction approved by the United Nations rather than America itself. I believe me and many others are innocent. And the charges, what are justification for the, can they justify for laying the sanctions, imposing sanctions on us? What have we done? What have I done, for example? And I don't know even why I'm sanctioned. What is the evidence that I'm obstructing it? What evidence do they have? So we are not to be friends of America alone. We want to be friends of the whole world.